1-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, the second half hour of hour number one. This is Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Unbelievable. These bills, what they're doing to the state of Michigan. Well, there is some hope. I'm going to explain the hope to you. This is a two-year plan. We're going to have a Merry Christmas. 15 days from today, Christmas Day, we won't be on the air. We'll be running Jerry Stewart's Christmas special edition. Greatly appreciate Jerry doing those shows for us. We'll be back on the microphone. We'll end out the year. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Not going to be on the air New Year's Day either. We're going to get back into the swing of things on Thursday, January 2nd. That's when it starts. Well, Trucker, what are you talking about? This is going to be the year of raising money, organizing, getting informed, engaged. And what we're going to do is we're going to build on the efforts that we accomplished on November 5th of this year. The get out the vote effort, the education, the informing, the vetting of candidates, putting together a dream team heading into 2026. At the county level, getting county parties to get the best leadership possible. Then in March, I believe it's March 7th, we're going to get a new chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. We're going to vet the candidates. We're going to go through it. We are going to get a great chair. Immediately, we're going to start raising money March of 2025 at the state level. I'm going to do everything I can to influence party leadership, the new chair, to raise money at the state level and then give it to the county parties. Why? Because politics is at the local level. If you've got a good slate of candidates that are properly funded and are willing to knock on doors and to talk to the community, put up the signs, run the ads, you're able to win and make a difference in your local community. This plan needs to be replicated in all 83 counties. Whether they raise the money on their own, whether they get the money from the state party, it doesn't matter. Heading into 2026, folks, we need to build on the momentum, the get out the vote effort, the accomplishments that we did at the federal level on November 5th, and to a certain extent, the state level, except with the, of course, the exception of the U.S. Senate race. We had a flawed candidate. He got his butt kicked. Well, not really. It was close. 18,000 votes, I believe. But he lost. Elisa Slutkin will be the next U.S. Senator here in Michigan for the next 36 years at least. We're done talking about her. We're done talking about that seat. She's got it. She's now going to be running in 6 years as a incumbent. It's over. Forget about it. We need to focus on the other Senate seat when Gary Peters is up for re-election. But that's down the road. We don't need to talk about that right now. What we need to focus in on is state and local government. Now, this election, November 5th, 2024, the county commissioners now are in there for 4 years. It's pure and simple. It used to be two, but they changed it. Now it's 4 years. So until the next presidential election, we're not replacing any county commissioners. So whatever efforts or battles we fought, we're stuck with it for the next 4 years. Presque Isle County, the only county that I'm aware of that got all five of their commissioners elected Republicans, can now make a difference in that county at the county level. They'll be meeting in January 2nd. They will be having their first organizational meeting. They will be electing a new chairman of the board because the Democrat, John Chapa, got his butt kicked by Robert Crook, and he replaced him. Now the chair is gone. Now it's time for a new chair. Perhaps new bylaws in that county. So any obstacles, any issues they had, the Republicans can take care of it. We did okay here in Antrim County. We were able to hold off a very strong competitor for my county commissioner, Jairus Rubing. He kept the seat by 12 votes. And we got rid of Dawn LeVanway. She's gone. Ray Scola will be the next county commissioner. And hopefully, we're working on trying to get a new chairman of the board. But the point is this. We're stuck with these county commissioners. What we have to focus on is 2026. Yes, I know. We just got done with one election, Randy, and you're already on to the next one. Yes, I am. You know why? This lame duck session. This lame duck session as to what the Democrats are doing to our state is exactly the reason we need to keep an eye on 2026 already. We need to be thinking about it. We need to be talking about it. You need to be engaged with your county party. We need to hold Matt Hall and the Republicans accountable for the next 2 years to prevent the Democrat-controlled Senate and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, from doing any more damage to our state. And how are they going to do that? 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats, Speaker of the House Matt Hall, is basically being given the middle finger right now, this week and next week, over the road funding plan that he put forward. Right there, Paul, or Matt Hall, you're number one, baby. Well, hopefully, he is so upset about the fact that they will not take this plan up in lame duck. Okay, fine. We get through the lame duck. We're out of here. We're gone. We're going to celebrate a great Christmas, a great New Year's. We'll be back on January 2nd. Well, guess what? Matt Hall is going to be the speaker. Matt Hall is going to have the gavel in his hand. State representative, it's been announced, Ken Borton will be the Senate majority floor leader. They better not buddy up with the Senate majority leader and the governor Democrats to basically work with them in any way, shape, or form for the next 2 years. We need gridlock to finish off Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. If the Republicans stand strong and refuse to cooperate, refuse to work with her in any way, shape, or form, unless they get what they want, it will be a complete failure on Matt Hall's part. We will not spend any of the people's money, including budgets, which we are constitutionally obligated to do. We won't pass your budget, Governor. We won't pass your budget, Senate Majority Leader, whoever that ends up being, when he brings his, right now, the Communist Democrat Senator from Grand Rapids. We're not going to do it. We're going to shut down the state of Michigan unless we get the budget we want. Well, of course, the governor is going to paint the Republicans as the evil state elected officials that are shutting down state government. You bet. That's exactly who we are. This out-of-control spending is ridiculous. His plan, folks, is only $2.7 billion out of an $82.4 billion total budget for this next fiscal year, 2025. $82 billion, and they can't find $2.7 billion to fix the damn roads that she promised back in 2018 when she ran for governor? Man, I'm getting so mad. My throat is closing up. She ran on it. She failed. She absolutely failed on fixing the damn roads. And now they won't even take up $2.7 billion out of $82.4 billion. This is absolutely amazing to me. Less than 5%, and they won't do it. Okay, Matt Hall, you Republicans listening, seeing, watching what they're doing, you need to learn how to govern when you have the control. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Text message came in that I just saw during the break. John Crawford up in St. Ignace. We must, in caps, play by the same rules these liberal Democrats have, in caps, always played by. I've said this to you and everyone I know for 2 decades now. Preaching to the choir on my end, absolutely. Absolutely. Because one thing you have to understand that this is a situation where we, the people, have got to put the pressure on the Republicans in Lansing. Next Thursday, folks, is the last day of the lame duck session. State reps and state senators will be coming back to district. They might be appearing at some parties. They might be going to the Republican Christmas party. Whatever the party decides to do, they may show up. You might run into them at the Walmarts or the Myers or the grocery store, the gas station. They might actually plan to hold coffee hours. I doubt it, but they might. You need, going forward, over the next 2 years, especially starting in January, you need to hold these Republicans accountable, especially in the House. They must, without a doubt, they must stop this crazy governor from pushing her agenda any further in the state of Michigan when they get the gavel back in January. 107 House bills, today's agenda, and 68 Senate bills. 175 bills today in this lame duck session. I can't even fathom how fast they're going to be ramming stuff through. People's heads down there are going to be spinning. Without a doubt, I'm sure of it. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And here's the point. And John nailed it right on, perfect text message. Star of the day, John, so far, for being on topic and exactly correct. They need to operate like the Democrats do when they get the power back. Stop being nice to the other side. Stop being bipartisan. When you have the power, you use it. It's that simple. Because if you don't do that, if you don't operate that way, how are we going to undo all this garbage they've done to our state for the last 2 years and are continuing to do in this lame duck session after the November 5th election when they lost the majority? Four Democrats that gave them the 56 to 54 majority lost their election bid. They're not going to be there on January 2nd when they go back in the session. Well, guess what? How happy do you think they are to be stuck in a job that they know is ending basically in 2 weeks? How happy do you think they are with the Democratic caucus that forced them to vote on things they didn't want to vote on because they were in swing districts? And they knew if they voted on that liberal garbage that it would probably cost them their seat, which it did. If we had a part-time legislature, folks, they wouldn't even be there right now. That's another thing we have got to address with the next governor candidate. This has got to be a priority. We have to eliminate lame duck sessions. And the only way you can do it, the only way you can do it is to go back to a part-time legislature. Gavel in January, work for 90 calendar days. January 5th, let's just pick a date. They gavel in, they work to February, March, April 5th, they're done. You pass a budget, a few bills, and you are done for the year. And any bills you are working on, throw them in the trash. And come back in January. Back in their own beds for basically 9 months out of the year. Force them to go to county commissioners meetings, school board meetings, local township, village, city meetings, and hold coffee hours every Saturday at a diner in their district. That's the type of government we need to fight for in 2026. It's that simple. But these Republicans need to be held accountable, especially in the House, starting in January. If you see them, tell them to stand up to this governor and the Democrat majority in the Senate. They have the power, they have the speakership, they have the majority. Now act like it. Do exactly what John Crawford said. Act like the liberal Democrats. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer. The same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
FM WCHY Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.